there is a new world coming. It is a world that is vastly different from the world that we see around us today. And thank God for that. It's going to be a world so different from what we see about us today that we would not even recognize it if it were shown to us. The world tomorrow will be one in which men take a stand for what is right and do what is right. Not like today, when no one has the courage to take a stand. Men will have principles. They'll have character and dignity, even virtue and honor. They'll be worthy of respect. They will know right from wrong, and they will choose to do right. Can you imagine that? A world where men will choose to do the correct thing? Mankind was created for the purpose of reaching his fantastic potential. And man does have a tremendous potential, an unseen potential, given all the right circumstances. Man will have the opportunity to stand fast and uphold the traditions which he's been taught. And my friends, that's the gospel truth. Unfortunately, this world of ours today has rejected the course of action that would produce all the good things of life, the things that make life worth living. There are forces at work to destroy vibrant and productive societies. A generation ago, young men were taught, save to get ahead, plan to get ahead, work to get ahead, take a stand to get ahead, study to get ahead. But today, young people are taught, get a government check, sit back, let someone else do the working. Let's take a stand and teach our youth a better philosophy than that, one that will be lasting and not self-destructive. Take a look at our deteriorating society around us. Every major societal function is in imminent danger of breakdown and failure, whether it's government, education, military, health, agriculture, finance, religion, any function that you can think of. They are all, every one of them is in imminent danger of collapse. There are truly evil forces at work to rob men of their capability. Look around us. Compare the inner city of filth and squalor with the disease and drugs and unmarried mothers, leaving fatherless children, crime, and no morals at all. Life has little or no value in the ghetto. How many groups are there that think that work is not necessary, that somehow wealth and achievement comes from out of the sky or out of a cornucopia? They expect not to work while receiving a check, unemployment, a vacation, health care, retirement, and a pension. There's a class of people that are taught that they have been taken advantage of by others, while they themselves are actually being used to sustain a system doomed to total failure. They are taught that they have been taken advantage of by others, while they themselves are actually being used to sustain a system doomed to total failure. They live all their lives with their hands out to the government. A liberal, socialized government that has a vested interest in keeping them and subsequent generations impoverished. Why is this happening? The prophecies of the Bible speak of plagues and tribulation and woes. Those are serious warnings from God to this modern nation. Socialism is a system whereby more and more people live at the expense of the few. The United States' increasing rejection of God and its acceptance of the evolutionist view of creation without the Creator puts us directly on the same path of socialism that we see across the ocean in Europe. We've seen over and over that socialism is a plague that draws the life's blood out of a people and their economy and dooms their country. Socialism is a system whereby increasingly more and more people live at the expense of the few. What happens? The system always stagnates and dies. Europe's paganism and secularism, its turn away from God, away from Christianity, has led to Europe's moral and economic decline, and it is going to crash. There will be war. You mark my words. Europe has sunk into the moral depravity of socialism to a greater depth than we Americans have, for the simple reason that they have gotten a head start on us. Who has the courage to take a stand? Who has the courage to point these things out to a blinded people without faith in God and the hereafter? They've lost not only the accountability for their actions, they've lost their motivation to make this world a better place for themselves and their families. For most Europeans, Government represents the highest form of authority in their lives. They do not know our Father, God, who gives us all good things. Sadly, Europeans do not realize that their government does not even constitute a good mother to them, in that she feeds increasingly off her children, sucking their very life's potential out of them. In their myopic perspective, their nearsighted view, socialistic governments can only come up with one answer to every problem, and that is increase the tax burden on the people. That's destructive. That's doomed to failure. Who'll take a stand and tell them the truth? It is very difficult to have a moral culture when you've divorced yourself from any higher power in terms of whether or not there's a higher power, God, who will provide ultimate justice. And what that higher power has to say about the dignity of every human person and their incredible human potential. When you do not believe in God, in His plan for mankind's future, there's only one answer. You selfishly serve your own interests. And what happens when you do that? Your country reverts to a third world status or collapses completely. A government that panders to a class of people that believes that they must yield their freedoms for security. And yet, we have a political establishment that strives to maintain that miserable scenario for their own agenda. Is there no courageous man like Joshua who will stand for godly principles, who will speak up, who will tell these people the truth? Where are today's heroes? Our heroes are only in books and movies. They are men who stand for valor and freedom and right and country. But where are they in today's world? There are men who were true heroes. They risked their lives so that others could be redeemed and have a chance for life and peace. They stood for right, for God, for flag, for country. They stood for justice and freedom. Special interest groups rely on their own leverage with politicians to lay the burden on the shoulders of others. That's wrong. The Bible calls it stealing. Thou shalt not steal. We're not speaking of those unfortunate people who are truly disabled in some way through no fault of their own. They deserve to be taken care of. The problem lies with those who want something for nothing. It is true that government manipulation is causing a great deal of the problem. A major concern is that there are so many financial and market forces that are completely out of control. Do not be a part of it. Take a stand against it. Who will stand fast in the Lord? Who has the courage to stand? Again, do not be a part of it. If you do, you'll end up paying the consequences. Do you think that modern-day countries cannot collapse? Is it possible that there will be no more war between major powers? Do you think that somehow sustainable funding will materialize out of thin air and bail out the banks and the unions and everyone's pensions and all the states' debt while continuing to fund Social Security and national health care and all the entitlement groups? God wants us to stand for His priorities even if we have to stand alone. Can you stand alone? Are you willing to stand alone? Who will take a stand? Who will stand up and be counted in today's society? Those who listen to these programs know that we look to the Bible as a manual for life and living life. The Bible contains many stories of men of faith who stood for what is right, men who would take a stand. We find hope and encouragement in men like young David, who stood up even when the entire army stood down. David took a stand. David stood alone against the Philistine Goliath. We like a story like that. We need stories like that. David had character and honor and valor, the things that make men, men. But where do we find that in today's world? There is something in our nature that causes us to recognize when those characteristics are missing in people. And they are missing in most of society today. We look back at great prophets like Daniel. Remember Daniel? He was cast into the den of lions. He took a stand. He stood for his faith. He stood for the true God. He stood for right principles. And God sustained him. God held him up. He was not touched. He was not harmed. Is there a man of faith today that believes that it's right to do what is right and will actually follow through with it no matter what the consequences are? God is looking for a few good men who will stand up for what is right. Do you know anyone that will take a stand? Who has the courage to stand today? Stand up for what is honest. Stand up for what is wholesome. Stand up for what is right and pure. Throughout history, the great men have had to stand alone. Elijah, he felt that he was totally alone. He was not aware of the other 7,000 who had not bowed their knee to the pagan Baal. Take a stand. You'll never know how many you might influence. Don't you know that at the crucifixion, Jesus Christ stood alone? We're told in the Bible that all of his disciples forsook him and fled. But he set the example of taking a stand. He stood up and was counted. Salvation comes from that. And his disciples learned from it. They turned around. And every last one of the disciples took a stand. A famine of the Word of God is coming because the world hates what Jesus Christ stands for. Don't say to yourself, I don't have the courage. I don't have it in me. I can't take a stand. I am just one. Stand up. Stand up in front of your few friends, in front of your family. The Christians, in times of old, they took a stand. They were martyred. They were thrown to the lions. They were burned alive. Who has that kind of character today? Who takes a stand for what is right and what is true? We're only here on this earth for a little while. Make it count. Change the world. Be somebody. Don't be on the take. Don't sit back, receive a check, and do nothing for it. Let somebody else pay for it. Some of the major problems in Europe are being caused because there are some that want to receive a check and want somebody else to work and fund it for them. That doesn't fly. That's not going to go anywhere. That's going to lead to a crisis, and soon. Those few people who have grown in spiritual character, they understand that when all is said and done, they are not standing alone. God is with them, so they're not alone. Some people actually believe what Jesus said. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And Moses' advice is still good today. Moses told the people, don't fear, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. That's the truth. It's in your Bible. The Gentiles of this earth believe, like they've always believed, that you become great by taking from others, stealing, lying, cheating. That leads to war, it leads to world war, and it leads to the end. Corruption is the order of the day. They do not understand law. They do not understand legally binding contracts. They believe in bribery, greasing the palm, a little under the table. They do not believe in the rule of law. They skim too much off the top for industry, business, and production to succeed for very long. Third world-minded dictators do not understand civil rights, godly rights, nor law and order. Where are the men that will take a stand for God's way, for truth, for what's right, for what works? Today, because of an overt rejection of God's law, the United States of America is fast becoming a bribery-based, corrupt third world country, joining with the others. Not standing up, but standing down. We have lived in the very best of times. Our open society has allowed us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness with freedoms of religion and speech as free men in a free nation. But as many of you have noticed, the national blessings that we once so freely benefited from have begun to erode terribly and rapidly. What is happening to our great nation? We're witnessing America's last days. If this nation does not return to the Creator God soon, every good standard defining the attributes of America will cease to exist. They will collapse. They will be gone. Without God, no nation can stand. All who believe in good morals will agree that America is in a horrendous moral degeneration. And as a result of this degeneration, we will face incredible challenges in the immediate future. Undreamt of, America will quickly learn the lesson that without God's law and intervention and blessing, nothing will work out as it should. Right now, we see over-leveraged investment houses failing, coming and going. We have reached the point where ordinary citizens cannot bear the expense of the many entitlement groups. The economy is precipitously shrinking, and that's often a prelude to war. Will no one stand up and be counted? Quantitative easing is meant to sound like, we're solving our money problems the easy, painless way. Whereas in truth, we're headed for a train wreck of unimaginable consequences. It is insufficient to address the moral decay that is like a fatal cancer eating away at the fabric of our nation. We need to stand, to take a stand, to stand together. The only thing that can possibly save our nation at this point is for a zealous core group of God-fearing Americans to turn this country around. Can you stand alone? Are you willing to stand alone? Who will stand up and be counted?